The question was asked, did people in the time of the first temple have more kavanah because their prayer was spontaneous, their prayer was using their own words? So technically you're right, and that's why the Rambam and the Avudram and many of the Rishonim deal with this question. Why are we bound to these words? But we have to realize two ideas. Number one, if you don't have to daven three times a day, very often you don't even come to kavanah. So theoretically, yes, it's easier to have kavanah when it's your own spontaneous urge to daven. But then you might find that you've gone by 5 years without having one of those tefillot. So they probably davened once a day to maintain the biblical obligation to daven. And we mentioned earlier the machlokas rishonim. Some say they had a shmona esrei from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is such a shita. There is a value to the fact that you're forced three times a day to stand and talk to your Creator. That can cause a person to have much more kavanah. Now, there are another two points to bear in mind. Number one, that the words were formed by prophets. Why were they also formed by prophets? So Rav Chaim of Volozhin writes that the men of the Great Assembly had to have prophets with them, because if you're going to institutionalize prayer for every generation, you better be a prophet. How could you tell me which words to say? And they're going to encompass the needs of every single generation. But today I'm dealing with the IRS. How are you going to encompass my IRS? And that guy's dealing with a blood transfusion. And the third guy needs a transplant. Where do you find that in davening? Ah, you do. So you have to realize the first idea is that the words were compiled by prophets, because the words can encompass every single need a human being will ever have. You have to know how to understand the words. You have to know how to use the words. We say, "Val tivienu lo lidei matnat pasal v'adam." Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said that one could have in mind when he says that, I shouldn't need a blood transfusion. "Al tivienu lidei matnat pasal v'adam." I shouldn't need a flesh or skin transfusion. I shouldn't need a blood transfusion. Matnat pasal v'adam. But you have to look at the davening. You have to be able to see it there. Aside from which, on a Kabbalistic level, the davening encompasses every meaning. Secondly, you can add to the davening. You could still have that spontaneity. I had times when I wouldn't have a single blessing in Shmona Esrei that didn't have my own addition. Don't you have a lot to say?
It's supposed to be fleshed out, right? It's
which blessing don't you have in addition? First three and last three not. But Atachonin Lodam Das, there's a lot to talk about. Slach Lanu, oh, there's a lot to talk about. Hashiveinu Avinu, come on, there's a lot. Rifainu, which one don't you have what to say about? I don't understand. Allah Tzadikim, okay, I can hear. Right, so I mean the ideas of the blessings you could add to each one. Within the Shmona Esrei, we don't know how to do that. But I knew what you had up your sleeve. But at any rate, the blessings of saying they have the... they have the capacity for additions. So if we don't know how to talk today, so we do it in Shomat Tfilah. But there's still room for all those additions.